Welcome to News Video Clip. All right, today we have Melania Trump's polling, which apparently she polls now the worst numbers of any first lady in the history of the United States. That's quite an accomplishment. All righty, and here is CNN to kind of break down this story. Let's see.
What are you seeing about Melania Trump and how her polling is shifting?
Yeah, I would say that the American people really don't care for Melania Trump. Take a look at this. All right, let's take a look at Melania Trump's net favorable ratings. Look at this. The lowest ever. The lowest ever. We're talking about now 12 points underwater. If you go back a little bit more than a year ago, she was 3 points above water. You go back at this point, about this point in term number one for Donald Trump. Look at that. She was 30 points above water. So at this point, historic lows for Melania Trump. These numbers are absolutely awful.
One of the questions is why the shift now? But also, I guess, you'll need to look at this.
Okay, so that's a good question. Why are her numbers so low? Gosh, I can't imagine. I mean, she's married to a 34-time felon who's also an adjudicated rapist who has dragged us into a war in Iran. And her husband, Donald Trump, who I'm talking about, he's also mentioned over 1 million times in the Jeffrey Epstein files. And by a wacky coincidence, there was an email released today that Melania Trump allegedly wrote to Ghislaine Maxwell, who was Epstein's right-hand man, and she helped him commit all of his horrible crimes. So anyways, that email was released. And so the White House quickly gave Melania Trump this statement to read. Obviously, the lawyers wrote it, and she's going to read from it. And let's take a look and see what she says.
Cautious about what you believe. These images and stories are completely false. I'm not a witness or a name witness in connection with any of Epstein's crimes. My name has never appeared in court documents, depositions, victim statements, or FBI in interviews surrounding the Epstein matter. I have never had any knowledge of Epstein's abuse of his victims.
Okay, so there's Melania, clearly again reading right off of a prepared statement by her lawyers, trying to assure us that she has nothing to do with Jeffrey Epstein, even though she exchanges emails with Ghislaine Maxwell and says nice things about Jeffrey Epstein. So nothing to see, folks. Just keep moving along. Anyways, that's all we have for today. If you want to learn more about these stories, we have the links down below the video. And that's what makes us different from all the right-wing podcasters, Joe Rogan and Benny Johnson and Tim Pool. All those guys do is sit behind a mic and lie. They never back up their claims. We do. Back up every claim with evidence, and you can see it below. All righty, we'll see you tomorrow with more stories.